good friend of mine through the years with great political insight. It's Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, also the director of applied politics programs at the University of Akron. Dr. David Cohen with us. And I reached out to David last week. We have the next GOP debate, right? And we'll get into that. And then I wanted to talk to Dr. Cohen about this race, GOP. We'll start to hear more about it as the calendar flips to 2024. But David, what did you take out of the latest GOP debate? The one before, it looked like everyone was centered on Nikki Haley, and it seemed like much the same again. Talk about last week for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Nikki Haley right now is emerging as the front runner among the also-rans. And the reason I say that is because the most important person in the Republican field has not shown up at any of the debates this season, and that, of course, is Donald Trump. You know, we have a lot of jockeying for position, you know, in the positions behind Trump. Haley seems to be emerging. You know, DeSantis was the front runner of the also-rans several months ago. But I think Haley has the momentum right now. But in the end, it doesn't really matter because the person that didn't show up, Donald Trump, is going to win the nomination unless something crazy happens, something unforeseeable, or if he is actually convicted and sentenced, you know, before the nomination process. And I don't see that happening.
We'll talk about Donald Trump here in just a moment. Chris Christie is the one that has kind of gone after Trump in these debates. He's the only one. And a lot of times when he speaks, he's almost booed off the stage, David. Talk about Christie and certainly his approach to these debates, and has he had any inroad at all in taking that stance against the former president?
No, you're right. Governor Christie is really the only one that has sought out to regularly criticize Donald Trump. And you're also absolutely correct. Every time he does that, he is practically booed off the stage. And he has made absolutely no inroads among GOP voters. And if you look at his polling, his standing among the Republican primary electorate, he is receiving the lowest amount of support among that electorate, the people that are going to actually go out and vote in the primaries. And, you know, at this point, he really doesn't have a snowball's chance of winning the nomination. And I don't think that's really Christie's aim. I think his aim is to highlight the fact that, you know, Donald Trump is a very flawed candidate. You know, Christie wants to shine light on that. And he is very unpopular among Republican primary voters. If you look at his unfavorable, they're the highest of any in that entire field.
Liz Cheney is another one. Now, she's not running for the president, at least at this point, in the GOP debates and such, but she has been very outspoken. Of course, she also has a book that she's promoting, but she has been very outspoken pertaining to the former president, Donald Trump. What is the reaction in the nation's capital and beyond to Liz Cheney? How is she being accepted with her words?
Well, among Republicans, not well. And so there's a reason that Liz Cheney isn't in Congress anymore. She lost her primary election, and that was primarily because of her criticism of the former president and her work on the January 6th committee looking into the insurrection at the Capitol. And she was promptly voted out of office. And her popularity has not rebounded among Republicans, especially hardcore base Republicans. And you're right, she is promoting a book. There are rumors that maybe she would get into the race as an independent, if only to try and hurt Donald Trump's chances at getting elected in 2024. But, you know, Cheney and others in Congress that were critical of Trump, that voted against him in the impeachment, especially in the second impeachment, you know, they've all left Congress. You know, Mitt Romney is another one of them, the only Republican senator who voted to convict in both of Trump's impeachments. He announced that he was retiring from the Senate and wasn't going to run for re-election. He knew that he wouldn't be able to win.
With us is Dr. David Cohen from the University of Akron, professor of political science. David, you mentioned at the outset, former President Donald Trump has not participated in any of these debates. So talk about the strategy, obviously coming from his camp, and through you teaching political science each and every day, have you seen this in the past, and what does history tell you about this type of strategy?
Well, we have never seen in an open primary process. It's not like Trump is an incumbent president. We've never seen in an open primary process a major candidate refuse to debate. It is completely unprecedented. It has not hurt him at all in the polls. In fact, he's gotten more popular during debate season than when it first started. And personally, I find it abhorrent, you know, the fact that a major party candidate is refusing to debate other candidates for the nomination. I think it's cowardly. I think it's not respectful of the voters. However, from a purely political standpoint and purely based on, you know, is this going to help or hurt his campaign, it seems to be the right decision because he's gotten more popular and he's widened his lead, which, you know, if you're looking at national polls, he's at almost 60% in the polls. The next closest person is Ron DeSantis at 12.6%.
With us is Dr. David Cohen from the University of Akron, professor of political science, director of Applied Politics Program at the university. And David, very connected with the Bliss Institute as well, where you do a lot of polling. And I know polls are polls, David, but when you look at 2024, what is it saying to you right now when you look at the possibility of a Trump-Biden rematch?
Oh, if I were a betting person and I had money to spare, wasn't worried about losing it, I would bet that a rematch was absolutely going to happen. You know, you have a fringe Democratic congressman challenging Joe Biden in Dean Phillips from Minnesota. People in Phillips' own district haven't heard of him. He's not going to wrestle the nomination away from Joe Biden. And at this point, nobody is in a position to wrestle the nomination away from Donald Trump. You know, we're going to see a preview, in all likelihood, of the 2020 election next year.
David, in regards to the possibility of Trump and Biden, you have your steadfast Democrats, your steadfast Republicans. It's that middle third, right, David? Teach us all a little bit on what these candidates are going after. And with the former president where he is, as far as these indictments and hearings and everything, what's the feeling on that middle third right now, which will be critical to who is elected in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, the challenge for Trump, should he get the nomination, is appealing to the middle third, the swing voters, those that haven't made up their mind yet, those reluctant Republicans that don't want to vote for him again. He needs to get those folks to look past his criminal indictments and his first term in office and things that they don't like about him, to hold their nose and go to the polls. For Joe Biden, I think it's less the people in the middle that are the problem than, you know, he's seeing a lot of erosion from his own political base. Democrats, especially those on the far progressive left, are starting to sour on him based on his foreign policy, based on promises not kept in their perception. So, in essence, these candidates have, you know, some major problems, but with different parts of the electorate.
David, when we talk about President Biden's foreign policy, and you and I have talked a number of times in the last few years about how it's been a positive with what has happened in the Ukraine and now in the Gaza Strip, could that work against now President Biden as far as aid to these countries and such, where a lot of Americans are saying, you know, quite frankly, enough is enough?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a real challenge for President Biden. And, you know, neither one of these issues were issues, of Biden's own making. You know, things happen in the world. Yep. Presidents have to react. And the Ukraine issue, and of course, President Zelensky from Ukraine is actually in Washington, D.C. today, trying to rally support for increased aid to Ukraine, and the war now in Gaza, which, you know, we see every day the pictures of bombing in the Gaza Strip, and that, you know, after October 7th and the horrific attack by Hamas, it's a real challenge for President Biden. And, you know, there are people on the left and people on the right who at this point want to see the United States kind of disengage from the world and stop, giving foreign aid to some of these other countries. To do that, though, to disengage would mean a complete reshuffling and reconceptualization of America's role in the world that has been, you know, at front and center since World War II.
David, great insight, my friend. Thank you so much for the contribution again, and we'll get ready for a drama-filled 2024. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Ray. Take care.